This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Coming to you live from CPAC 2018. Now you've heard the noise level go up. The man has, I think he's left the building.
Probably, right?
Okay, so as many of you know that we bring producers, we bring people to help us. Dave Goss is actually working with me as one of my producers here at CPAC. And Dave was unceremoniously locked in the room. I learned last year that, it was last year when he was here, I was in the room. They wouldn't let me out, but they didn't say anything.
Right.
So I'm going, I got to get on the air. And they didn't care. So anyway, the long and the short of it is, we had, I was stuck in there, I was tweeting out from in there. Now, you were in there, And just give me your impression of being in there with him giving the speech. What was the energy like?
The energy was huge. It was great. People were really loving it. He talked about Second Amendment a lot, and that got a lot of people riled up. That made him very happy. He definitely touched on the Parkland shooting, and there was a somber attitude during that time, and you could tell that everyone was just sort of listening and kind of taking in what he had to say about it. But he definitely was talking about arming teachers, and he talked about the resource officer that was there who sat outside for 4 minutes while the kids were being shot, and you can just tell it was very somber during that time. But when he was talking about immigration reform, that got people riled up also. He told the whole story that he talks about every once in a while, the snake story. I don't know if you've heard him tell that before. We kind of had a story time where he talks about that takes in the vicious snake and brings it back to health, and then the snake bites her and kills her. And it's like, and that's kind of his immigration that he talks about, is bringing in these people that act like they need help, but they're gonna hurt you in the end.
Right.
So people got really, really excited about that, and it was you can tell that he's still an entertainer.
He knows how to work the crowd. Reagan knew how to work the crowd too, and Billy Bob Clinton knew how to work the crowd.
Yes.
So. There's nothing new here.
And so, but it was just fun. It wasn't like you were just sitting there listening to
a
boring speech.
You were in there with a bunch of old white guys, so, you know, I mean, that's really, right? Because that's all that's here.
Well, no, it's there's a lot of young kids here, too, because he even mentioned, he said, let me hear from all the students. And you heard a loud uproar from that, too. So there was, it's a very big mix in there, and everyone got really excited, and everyone was happy with what he had to say. And it was, like I said, it was just a fun, entertaining speech. It kept your attention. It wasn't something that you're kind of like dazing off about. So it was a lot of fun. It was very interesting. There were some people that were in the media section that were a little more indifferent. But he called out the media from time to time also, and he said the media at the end of the day, the media is going to want me up here because otherwise the ratings are going to go down.
Well, it's really sad because over the last 2 days or last couple of days, the president's had several meetings with members from all sides of the aisle, but Americans from all walks of life, people that would be on his side, not on his side, people that are for guns or against guns. I very much appreciate that most of the conversations were civil and people had some pretty decent ideas, and you can pick and choose what kind of comes together and makes it happen. But yet mainstream media gives him absolutely no kudos for doing this. What other president do you know that was a non-PR stunt, that didn't sit down with people that were only on his side? Mm-hmm. Right? He was willing to take the heat from the other side as well.
Yeah.
So, to me, that shows you somebody that truly is open about anything. Right?
And he even talked about some of the more controversial stuff that people, that conservatives may not necessarily agree with. The background checks, stronger background checks for to purchase a gun, which, me personally, I'm okay with a little bit of a stronger background check, but there's plenty of people out there that say that that's going to be the slippery slope. It's going to take more gun rights away from the American citizens. And it could go that way, but that's not what we want. We just want to be able to people to responsibly own guns and responsibly use guns and not end up with more Parkland-type shootings, and that's what he's going for, and that's what he kind of emphasized. So, he definitely talked about teachers being armed and that instead of somebody waiting outside for 4 minutes, that somebody could have taken the shooter down right away.
Yeah.
And there's definitely the possibility that could happen. You don't know what's going to happen until you're in a real-life situation, but if you have multiple people in there with the guns, then somebody's going to be able to step in and take care of the problem. He talked about how gun-free zones are completely useless, which they are.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel at that point.
Yeah.
It really is.
If a criminal sees that they're going to have no opposition going in, they're going to take advantage of that.
There was a school, I didn't write it down last night, I saw it in the news, and they were talking about after the Sandy Hook shooting, what they did was they trained some of the teachers who wanted to be trained, people that already had a gun license, mm-hmm. right? So they trained some people, and they put in safes in the different rooms mm-hmm. where those teachers were at. There was a gun and an extra magazine and a bulletproof vest.
Yes.
So the teachers were willing to do this. Now, you have those on the left of the screen, no, teachers should only be allowed to teach, and they shouldn't have to have... No, you don't let teachers throw themselves in front of bullets for kids.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that they're... And it's just amazing to me to watch the left immediately poo-poo anything that has to do with the gun.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It is. And he was also saying it's not like we need to have a bunch of armed guards with assault rifles standing out in the playgrounds and the common areas of the schools, but CCWs for the teachers, get them properly trained, make sure that they know what they're doing, that they can handle themselves in these situations, and I think that's perfectly acceptable.
All right, well, you've been at this long enough to know what that means. You know, your time's up, but we'll bring you back in and keep doing a good job for me.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Sign on GCN live from CPAC 2018. We'll be back with you in just a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Rail Side, live from CPAC 2018. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't call. I won't answer. Can't even have a phone. So don't even bother. Anyway, you know, I really, the excitement and the energy around here is just amazing. And like I was joking about earlier, I'm watching what's being written by mainstream media. This is not a old white man's gathering. When you look around, you have people from all walks of life. You have people that, you know, young people. Yeah, we have a bunch of old people here, but, you know, they're trying to help out the young people, trying to help guide them. People of different colors and ethnicities. It's a great place to be, seriously. Anyway, I've got, you know, Ben, you guys write these for what? 10-year-olds, because you can read it. Ben Brubeck with me, all right? Ben is the Vice President of Regulatory Labor and State Affairs at ABC. And, Ben, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, this is kind of where I love this stuff. I love the infrastructure and jobs, and my big thing is career tech ed. For years this country they have fallen flat on career tech ed, and I believe it now that we have a president that gets it, that understands understands it and that is willing to work on it. And it's all part of that infrastructure and jobs program, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have a developer-in-chief, a builder-in-chief. He speaks our language in the construction industry. Associated Builders and Contractors represents about 23,000 member companies across the country in 70 chapters, and a lot of folks are very enthusiastic about the infrastructure proposal released last week. Our infrastructure is in serious disrepair. We've got about a $2.5 trillion infrastructure spending deficit. Our roads, our bridges are crumbling. We've got, you know, most report cards give our infrastructure about a D+, and it's just unacceptable. It's a drag on the economy, and we waste so much time. There's a lot of inefficiencies, and so we're excited to have someone take this issue up and really try to get something through Congress.
Well, yeah, and to your point, you know, hardcore right-wing conservatives saying we can't spend this kind of money, we can't do this, but I'm thinking, you know what, we're going to have to do this, because if you don't start repairing these roads, these bridges, and the infrastructure of this country, it's going to cost you three times as much, four or five times as much when that bridge fails, when the infrastructure fails, and then you're playing catch-up, and then you're, like it's happened in San Francisco and other places when bridges fail, it takes people 3 hours to get to work instead of, an hour, if you would.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And, you know, we spend money strangely on infrastructure in this country. Lawmakers love getting the ribbon-cutting photo and the shovel-in-the-ground photo, but they forget to pay for the maintenance of projects over the long term, and that's why we're in a really tough situation. The president's proposal has some good ideas about using taxpayer dollars wisely and responsibly. He's proposed $200 billion over 10 years, leveraging that through a variety of different tactics into about $1.5 trillion worth of spending over the next decade, and getting states and localities in the private sector more involved in the way we build our infrastructure. And so we're excited about some of the ideas, public-private partnerships, squeezing out some of the inefficiencies, cutting regulatory red tape like the permitting process, which is mothball projects for 10 years instead of getting into market in about a year. So there's some good things that President Trump's proposed, and we're hoping Congress gets something through.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's your stopgap, though, right there, is Congress moving through with these things. You know, it was really funny because a couple of years back I did a story that in San Francisco, they had bids out for bridge repair and new steel and what have you. They actually could ship the steel in cheaper from China than they could buy it right here in this country. And it has to do with the laws in this country about having to take the lowest bid and that kind of thing. Can he change any of that in this bill?
He's talked a lot about Buy America, and that's actually a provision in most federal contracts now as it is. He's been talking about trade. The steel tariffs are a big issue for a lot of folks in the industry. Material prices are going to go up as the demand heats up in the hot economy right now, and so I think that's something a lot of communities are worried about. You know, is this going to increase their costs over the short and long term?
Yeah, I look at this stuff constantly and go, why are we sending things or bringing things in from overseas when we can put people to work here, we can bring the jobs back here, and the skills gap that we have here. The internships bother me. I'm from California. When I was a kid growing up, I did all kinds of internships. I did electrical, plumbing, that kind of stuff, to find out what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it looks good and all that other stuff, and you get into it, you go, I don't know if I want to do that. But what are we doing to fix that? Because internships are tough in this country. I mean, really tough when it comes to insurance regulations and all that.
Yeah, so Associated Builders and Contractors is trying to attract more people into the construction industry. We have a 500,000 person shortage of skilled folks in our industry right now. If you add another $1.5 trillion of construction spend over the next decade, we're going to have a shortage of 1 million people. So ABC offers a number of apprenticeship workforce development programs trying to get people into the trades. For too long, our guidance counselors have been pushing people into four-year college degrees, loading with debt. They're living with mom and dad in their basement until they're 30 instead of being productive adults. We want people to get into the trades and earn a living, a great living, and have a career. And so we need to get those folks out into the workforce. And, I'm excited to see some of the proposal that Trump put out last week talk about workforce development, expanding Pell Grants to folks to get them in the industry, licensing issues, a lot of good things that we're interested in seeing come to fruition.
Oh, I'm a trustee on a school board, and it's one of my biggest pet peeves is when I go to the open houses, you know, the back-to-school nights, that kind of stuff, and they're asking, how many of you are going to a four-year college? And you see all these hands raised. For those of you who didn't raise your hands, why not? And I'm thinking, because they don't want to go to a four-year college, number one. Number two is, someone like my youngest son, he hated school. So if you set his whole high school experience up to set him up for college, he would never show shown up. He ended up working with his hands. He ended up doing exactly, in the construction world, exactly doing what I thought he was going to do. And I said, you know, if you guys can start pushing, start helping kids find their passion and get involved with some of the building trades, you might find the graduation rates start to go up because they're not stuck in education, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's not, construction should be part of the education process. You know, Bowtech schools have been bashed. No one's got shop schools anymore. It's part of having a broad educational approach to things, and I think, you know, getting folks, maybe they don't work in the field, but maybe they become an architect, maybe they become an estimator.
Yep.
You know, there's a whole ecosystem in the construction industry of jobs, and I think we need to expose more folks to the trades. You know, Mike Rowe, those guys on Dirty Jobs, they're really talking about the importance of hard work, and so are we.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's funny, because I say to those teachers on a regular basis, look around you. How do you think the building that you teach in got, right? I mean, how did it get designed? How did it get, as you say, how did it get pushed through? These kids, we have the ability to give internships to the kids right here in the infrastructure of the school district, whether it's technology or building construction, project management. Those are all skills that everybody needs every day of their lives. So it's just amazing to me. All right. So, Ben, how do people find out more about ABC and help if they can?
Yeah, well, you can learn more about a career in construction. Very easy website, abc.org. That's it. And on Twitter.
You can't do that one. Maybe you shouldn't leave the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't pick up this hammer. And on Twitter, it's ABC, at ABC National, at ABC National. So look us up. We've got some great opportunities in your communities across the country.
Ben, thanks so much. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got so much more going on. I'm going to have Dave Goss start to tackle people as they go by, because I get such a kick. You hear them talking, and they're all talking about the answers, and I would love to get some of these young people at the table. Anyway, like I said, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Heat up your, I guess you'd cool down your beer if you're going to have a beer. Anyway, I'm John. If you head up to the website, thereelside.com, I was going to say you can watch live, listen live, and all that, but really what I want your email address, because once a week.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to Real Side live from CPAC 2018. Always a pleasure to have you. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there, except you can't call me. You know what? I can't see who's calling. I can't hear. It's not a problem. You just have to deal with it. You know, we talk on a regular basis. I love when I get my Republican friends on, congressmen and such, because they talk about the same stuff all the time. Lower taxes, smaller government, blah, 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 blah. And I always ask them, say, what does that mean? Everyone you guys that we elect to get in there for smaller government and lower taxes, what do? You bloat the government, and the taxes don't really get smaller. So Richard Manning has joined us today. He's the president of the Americans for Limited Government. Richard, maybe I'm just not educated enough to know what limited government or smaller government means.
Oh, you're educated enough, and that's the problem. It's a, here's what we have. The tax, by the way, the tax bill did... was a substantial change that matters. So it is truly a value add, and it is going to make a real difference in our economy. And the regulation cuts that President Trump has done in terms of rolling back a lot of the pen and phone Obama governance over the last 4 years, is rolling that back in the first year of his presidency, has really created an environment where the government is more limited in that regard, and the size and scope of government is more limited as a result. But, when you get down to the budget stuff, it gets another story. The budget deal that was just done, where we increased the non-defense discretionary spending by $63 billion this year, $68 billion next year, is a disaster. It is a fiscal disaster. And as a result, they effectively are rolling back all of the gains made by the Tea Party Congress in 2011, 2012, 2013. And that is really, really a problem. Yes, it's a mixed bag. They come back here, they say, gee whiz, I'm for limited government, I want to lower taxes, cut spending, balance budget, and, the lower taxes, which is good, but... maybe not so much on cutting spending, and we need to hold our feet to the fire.
Well, they never cut spending. I mean, think about it. They really, but I shouldn't say that. That's not true. They do cut spending in areas that seems to be not politically correct, but it seems to be the flavor of the day. But they really have to get in there. You know, one of my arguments about entitlement programs that people never want to tackle is, you've got to do a reset at some point in time. At some point in time, you've got to stop the car to change the tire. And we don't do that. We just keep going and make minor adjustments or what have you. And you cannot take the food off the table at this point, can you?
Well, I will tell you that over the last, before they did this budget deal, for about 3 years, from 2011 to 2014, our budget was, our spending was stuck at about $3.6 trillion. It was level at about $3.6 trillion. Went down a little bit to about $3.4 at one point. So we had an actual reset, which is why the budget deficit went from $1.5 trillion down to about $500 billion, $550 billion during that time period. It had nothing to do with President Obama. It had everything to do with the fact that Congress said, we're not spending any more money. We're spending the same amount as we did before. And this budget deal that they just did undoes everything that they accomplished in that effort. Because here's the danger. And right now, this is one of the things I'm pushing really hard. I've gone over my mourning period of, gee whiz, they just spent $63 billion on non-defense discretionary, and next year $68 billion. They haven't decided how they're going to spend it. And so this is what kind of my fallback position, trying to save the day kind of position. If you're going to spend the money, spend it on one-time expenditures. Things that aren't repeatable expenditures. Like, you don't expand who's eligible for different welfare programs, which are long-term, cost you money every single year. What you might do is take $5.5, $6 billion, $7 billion and say, we're going to harden the utility grid so we're not vulnerable to an EMP attack. It's a one-time expenditure. Once you've made it, you never have to make it again, and you're not changing the baseline budget that everything's based off of. Because what they do in Washington, D.C., is if you add the $63 billion to the baseline budget, then another $5 billion the following year, what you've effectively done then is you say, if you cut 1% of that, they say, oh, it's massive budget cuts. But no, it's actually a massive, it's a cut off of a massive budget increase. Mm-hmm. And so the objective here is to force them to spend the money, get them to convince to spend the money on one-time expenditures that don't add to the overall family budget. Instead, it's like buying a car with cash. You still have the car, but you're not having the car payments. And that's what I'm trying to get them to do.
Yeah, good luck with them. Good luck with that. I mean, you're familiar with California politics, right? I mean,
I grew up in California. With
okay,
USC.
So it's not it's like crack, but they just call it taxes, right? I mean, you can't get them to stop, and you know they just hit us up with the gas tax again, and that took effect about a month ago. Now that's not enough, so they're talking about a mileage tax, right? So now they gotta.
Well, you have a problem in California in that they're investing so heavily in people to buy Teslas that they discovered that if everybody buys a Tesla, nobody's going to pay for the roads, and they're not going to get the money to pay for the charging stations that they want to use the gas tax to pay for. So they now need to do the mileage tax so they can get the Teslas to pay too. So it's so they're kind of hoisted on their own petard. You know, California's a unique situation, but the fact is California is a precursor. Unless we do something about it now, we still have a chance.
Well, they're losing people out of California.
They're moving everywhere else.
Right.
That's the problem.
My point is always to people: look, if you want to see what happens when Democrats rule, just look at California. Look at the businesses that leave. Look at the people that are leaving. Look at the heavy taxes we have, and we have a governor that says, you're a bunch of stingy people. You don't want to give up more of your money that you're working for.
Well, my greatest nightmare is that Silicon Valley decides it's too expensive to be in California, and they move to Austin, Texas, and we end up losing Texas because all the Silicon Valley people move to Austin.
Yeah, well,
so that's my nightmare scenario that I'm trying to avoid. So we've got to fix California so they stay there.
I'm thinking that wall that's being built along the south,
yeah.
We should bring that up around the east side of California, on the eastern border, and we can keep them all there.
I grew up in Riverside, California, and Riverside in Corona.
Yeah.
And so I'm really a big proponent of what I call the telephone secession. And it is from L.A. to Marin County, kind of does whatever they want to do, but we take what I call almost a telephone receiver around them, and we try to preserve some of California as being part of the United States.
You're a very optimistic guy, aren't you?
Listen, if I am not optimistic, I can't get up in the morning, because when you're fighting for limited government in this environment, every day you're fighting against things that people say you can't do it. But the fact is, we do win occasionally. And when we win, we win meaningful things. And I will just tell you, this is why I've fallen back to this one. It's really, really important that this Congress spend this money on one-time expenditures. And I'm pushing this really hard because if they don't do that, we will never recover from this budget deal.
But when you talk about limited government, something that goes through my head as well is, you know, I want less people in government. I want less employees.
Absolutely.
I don't need, you know, it was really great when Trump was running for office and everybody was on his case because he only had 90 people on the payroll. And she had 900. And he says, I don't need 900 people.
He had a Twitter account.
And, and he knew how to use it.
And he knew how to use it.
I should say he wasn't afraid to use it. I don't know about knowing how to use it. But the same thing in government. You know, we have all these jobs that are still open. Jobs that haven't been replaced. We have these buildings that are empty. You know, to me, it's how about we start off at the rudimentary level? Why don't we get rid of some of these buildings? Why don't we not fill those seats that we're told need to be filled, but we seem to be running well without them?
Well, let me tell you, I'll push back a little bit on that. There has been a decline in the number of non-political civilian federal employees. That's a good thing.
Right.
But Donald Trump's making an egregious error, a really bad error by not filling the political spots. And here's why. Government is run by contractors. It's run by grants. It's run by a lot of little decisions. And when you don't have somebody who has the president's interests making those decisions, then what you continue are the decisions made by the previous president. So by virtue of not filling about 22,000 political positions, he's effectively ceding his power of the presidency to Obama holdovers who are in fact making those decisions. And a couple of examples. One, I'm aware of a contract that was given out to a Clinton campaign PR firm for 6 years, so it can't be rescinded by the... That was a multi-million dollar contract on basically publicizing some kind of social welfare thing. And it didn't matter what it was about. The fact is the federal government is paying those Clinton operatives a lot of money, so then they don't have to charge the Democrats, who they're going to run their campaigns, much because they're already being paid by federal taxpayers.
I don't disagree with that part of it. I go back to, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in Massachusetts. You want to talk about government waste? You want to talk about uncles and aunts and cousins getting jobs in the same department?
Right.
You know, I'm okay with all that. You know, I knew I was going to do that. We're out of time. Tell people where to get more information.
Yes, getliberty.org, getliberty.org, or at limitgov.
Okay, perfect. Hey, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it, Richard.
Not a problem.
We'll talk more later. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. We're live from CPAC 2018. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're live from CPAC 2018, where there are all kinds of characters floating around here that you can easily tackle. But unlike, you know, the song says it's a free ride, it ain't happening.
Come
there is no
on,
such thing as
take a free ride.
I'll just let him finish. I'll come back in a half hour. Kevin Jackson joins me, host of the Kevin Jackson Show. And Kevin, I have a lot of fun when you and I don't get together enough, but
we
I have a lot, of, a lot of fun
it's
when
you, you're
on.
Racist. With, that's yeah. You get called out.
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you the same question I'm asking everybody else. Did you not get the memo? This is an old white man's conference. What the heck are you doing here?
I know. What in the world? Man, I'm seeing lots of minorities. And here's the thing. A lot of women are here that run the potential of getting grabbed.
Yeah. Oh, ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the president was here today. They had a secret service to keep them safe.
They had military here to protect the women because you know how Donald Trump is.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, man, what a speech.
I heard they invited Weinstein, too, but he refused to show up.
Yeah.
We weren't his people.
He's probably shooting another Girls Gone Wild video.
All right, anyway. So you were in for the speech.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, you know, and I love, you know, the young people are enthusiastic and they come out and they're all excited, but you're a seasoned guy. So, I mean, what about the speech turns you on? I mean,
you know, it's funny, Joe, Trump says the same thing. His delivery of it is you can tell. Well, here's what I would tell you, my observation. Comfort. When he gave that speech, you know, when he was running and he was doing all this stuff, talking about building the wall and lock her up and all that stuff, that you could tell it was, he believed it, but and it had passion. But when you hear him now, it's a comfort that he has with that year under his belt. And he said it. He goes, I don't care what you – that was the best presidential first year in history or whatever. And he says it, which I know is just, you know, fuel for the media.
Oh, yeah.
But he says those things. But you know what? It's true. And so, you know, he's you can see that he's so comfortable in his role. He's like, that was nothing, man. We just got – I was still learning. You know, you hear him talk about it, it sounds like, you know, I've been at this job for a year. You know, he's saying, you know, how good were you at your job your first year? Probably not as good as I was. I love how he puts it out there. And everything he said was so spot on. I mean, immigration, you know, building a wall and what we have to do to keep the stuff the same. It was the same stuff. With a comfort level that just, man, it was like smelling bread baking at your house or maybe bacon cooking where you're like, what's that? Something good's about to happen, you know?
Well, you know, he just gave them, you know, a lot of fodder to play with,
man.
When he said, you know, you're learning your first year because that's, but really, who walks into that, honestly, who walks into that office, first of all, ready for that responsibility, number one, and number two, really understanding what's going on?
Okay, good point. Ready for the responsibility, I will tell you, Donald Trump, I believe this outside of George Washington, is the only president who understood the role, who came into it saying, we have a broken America that needs to be fixed, and I'm uniquely positioned to do it. That's number one. Now, do you know all the battles you're going to fight? And there's no way he would have predicted that people would have been going after him the way that they do.
Right.
But outside of that, and I think, man, people listening to your vast audience, Joe Messina, the
all
real
16
side.
Of them, yeah.
Yeah, all 16 of your Messina family members and
the producer, yeah.
And my kid that's listening. Look, there are people out there that believe in their hearts that there's no other person that could be doing this job. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that could be doing this job. What an amazing speech. What an amazing event. And I'm not saying that. Because I'm not a huge fan of CPAC. I don't think they showcase guys like you and me and others the way they should. But in terms of bringing these people together,
mm-hmm.
and really showing that the temperature of the water in D.C.'s changed.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump's done it, man. And he was so at ease and quirky and cracking and stuff. It was fun to watch.
But because first of all, you know, you and I have talked about this for years. He is an A-type personality, New York successful businessman. What else do you expect? If you're not going to get this guy that's humble with his shoulders down and his head down going, I'm doing the best I can. You know, you got to understand. He's going to go, I kicked butt my first year.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, I love it.
Right?
It's that down-to-earth. I tell people all the time, if you met Trump, I've met him a few times, you don't see a billionaire with his nose up in the air. You see a dude that's just like, hey, man, you ready to go to work? Let's get to work. That's how you get $1 billion.
Yeah.
And that down-to-earth and that bravado, when we say that he's not being humble, people get this idea that he's bragging. All Trump does is state the facts.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Shame on you. And here's anybody that thinks he's bragging, I say, you're just a putz. You're the person that doesn't believe in yourself. Trump says, I lowered unemployment for blacks to the lowest level. Oh, look at him. He's over there bragging about. No, he's telling you a fact.
That's right.
If you don't like it, to hell with you. And I think that's what's so cool about him,
yeah.
is that he doesn't get up there like Obama. You know, what we've got. You know, this, and he's trying to make it sound like, you know, he's very much important. You know, now, black unemployment under Obama was atrocious.
Yeah.
But here's Donald Trump saying, you know, I mean, he's just saying it out. Yeah, so I got the blacks are at work, you know. I got the Mexicans working. And it almost sounds like, you know, like, yeah, everybody's working. Women, I've even got the dames working.
Yeah.
And it sounds so down to earth that people go, you know, he does. He's got the dames working.
You know, he makes me cringe sometimes. You know, where's my African-American friend? Where is
he? Right.
Like I brought one along with me.
Right.
God. But he's coming from the heart, and it's not a negative thing. It's like he really, I want to help this person. I want to help that. I want to help this group.
God,
how do we
see the
fix
sincerity?
This?
You sense it across the board when he talked about, you know, we got to arm schools. I know the gun lobby, the gun control nuts. That's what they are. They're gun control nuts
crazy.
And gun control freaks. The idea that you go into federal buildings, government buildings all over this country, protect it. Go to congressional buildings, protect it. Go to the airport, protect it, etc. And then you say, well, schools, no, they shouldn't have protection. Are you out of your mind? That's the
front
line.
We don't want the kids to feel like they're in a compound.
Oh, no, no. But they can feel that way when they go on vacation, when they're going to take a flight.
Right.
They can feel that way when mom has to drag them to court, you know, because she's got to pay a traffic ticket. Oh, so then it's okay to have the guns. Do you know why? Because protecting the bureaucrats is a priority. Protecting the kids is nothing.
See, I that's my joke. It's like... We ought to stop at nothing to protect our children. You know what I do? I shake their hand and go, I agree with you. So let's put armed guards at every...
Oh,
no, we can't do that.
But here's the deal, Joe.
So you don't want to do anything then?
You and I both know. Stick armed guards in this... It's like this. Stick armed guards in a bad neighborhood, put them in front of one house, and don't put them in front of another.
Yeah.
And watch what happens. You know, there's a reason why the crack house rarely gets robbed.
I'm glad you said it.
They got a lot of security. Not that I know. Haven't bought crack in 3 weeks. Praise Jesus.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you something. I'm watching these for 2 days. He's got a group of people. He got a group of Americans. And that's what I've been saying. Not Republicans, not Democrats. Because, you know, the mainstream media is saying he did this political stunt. Well, if he did a political stunt, you would have brought Republicans in and put them on one side. You would have brought Democrats in and put them on the other side.
He'd have had a list of questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, he would have taken a lead from CNN and he would have wrote the questions out ahead of time.
Yep.
But he didn't do any of that.
Right.
He took the heat. He took the praise. People had suggestions and you could see him nodding his head. And it wasn't like, yeah, okay, when we get out of here, it was, okay, I like that. No, I don't much care for that one. That's what the president's supposed to do, right?
Hey, man, look, like I said, show me his missteps. I'm happy to point them out.
We do it all the time.
We do. I mean, and I'm no, people always say, Kevin, you're like all in the background. I'm like, man, look, if Trump screws up, I'll talk about him the same way I talk about Obama or anybody else.
Right.
But he's yet to really screw up. And I love that the guy... Whether you like it or not, he tells you what he wants. And you don't have to guess. I bet there were people cringing when he said we need to strengthen background checks. I know there was a lot of people that go, whoa, what do we got to do more? But he's, you know, at some point you go, well, we do at least need to look at medical background checks. Now, the slippery slope there is what would Democrats call crazy. They think we're crazy because we don't want climate change.
Yeah.
You know, to vote for climate change. Yep. I call it farce. Climate farce. So how you get determined crazy is whether...
Well, but I think when you've been to somebody's house 21 times, okay, when a guy is supposed to...
Oh, gosh.
All over the place, right? When you have all that, you and I are sane enough to go, hey, you know what? We need to...
Let's take a closer look at
Nicholas. We need to go
Nicholas.
To his house and check him out.
Yeah.
You know, but people don't think we think like that. They think, no, you can't stop. No, that's not true.
Well, the thing that bugs me, really, is every time they do this stupid gun grab, they go after the assault rifle. And these guys know nothing. You know, an AR-15 shoots equivalent of a .223. They don't even like you to hunt with a .223. It's like deer hunt because it doesn't always kill the deer. It's not. They think that's a
really, you know,
it's menacing rifle. They don't get. There's a lot more menacing rifles out there than an AR-15. So, but it becomes their. They always hold it up with all the, you know, decked out like it's military. And I'm going, trust me, the military doesn't want to carry that rifle. It won't. That's not the one. Now the guys here that have theirs,
yeah,
those are the ones you want. Those are the bad boys.
Well, that was, you know, that's the other thing I was going to say. You come in here, right? What did you see sweep 2 days in a row?
Oh.
You had dogs.
Canines.
You had armed guards. You had guys that you know had Uzis under their coats, but. You felt safe. I didn't feel like any one time.
Every time I passed by one of them, I gave them a fist bump. I'm glad you boys are here. You know? And I told them, if the cake hits a fan, I'm going to be behind you.
That's right. I'm going to be your best buddy. Kevin, where do people find you?
Oh, KJRadio.com.
Always a pleasure. Got to have you on more.
All right, bro.
We're on the same network, but we don't get to see each other.
I know.
People don't realize it. They think we're all sitting around having beers in the afternoon.
I know, man. It's so, you know, we're so spread apart now. Yeah. But you know what? For the folks listening, Joe's one of my favorite guys, a true hero in this movement. I hope you listen. I'm being honest. You got to promote his show, Facebook, Twitter, the whole deal. Get it done.
Let me fix my sleeves. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, is on the rail side from CPAC Live 2018. We'll be back in a few minutes.